Well, good morning, everyone. It's not very often that we get to say good morning. We used to have morning services, and I lobbied for morning services, but was overwhelmingly defeated, so we meet in the afternoon. Well, it's hard to believe that it's the Feast of Trumpets, and that another festival season is upon us. I was outside last night looking at the stars, and there was no moon. And of course, what that means is that in 2 weeks, roughly, we'll be at the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles, and there'll be a full moon. So we look forward to that. But God says that during these festival seasons, we should take up an offering. In Deuteronomy 16:16, it says that three times a year, or three seasons, that an offering is to be taken up. And what we have done traditionally is that on each of the seven holy days, the seven annual holy days, that we take up an offering. So this morning we will take up an offering, and to give everyone plenty of time, if you don't have your personalized offering envelope, if you would raise your hand and the ushers will pass those around, and we'll do that right away here and have plenty of time. Going on in Deuteronomy 16, I'll just do a quick review here. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 17, God says to give as you're able. God doesn't ask us to give more than we're able, and it's a personal decision. But God commands offerings, to the point that in Malachi, we're familiar with the verse that says that, you know, will a man rob God? And he says, you have robbed me in tithes and in offerings. So God commands an offering even to the point that he says it's robbery not to give. Then in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, we're told that every man should give according to as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, because God loves a cheerful giver. So we're commanded to give, and to give as we're able, and to give cheerfully. But why? Why does God command offerings? God says that the earth is his. The whole earth belongs to God. He says the silver is mine, and the gold is mine. It's all his. We're his. He owns everything. So why should he ask for an offering? Well, let's turn over to Proverbs 3 and answer this question. Proverbs 3, starting in verse 1. Verse 1 says, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. He starts immediately talking about the heart. He says, let your heart keep my commandments for length of days, and long life, and peace they shall add to you. These are things that human beings long for. Length of days, long life, and peace. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. Here's the heart again. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So to put God's law in our heart will bring about these things that mankind desires. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. So we're not to put a lot of stock in our own understanding. As we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And wisdom is insight into the true nature of things. It's one of the definitions of wisdom. So we're not to lean on our own understanding, but to rely on God and trust in Him. Then in verse 6, it says, in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. So in all of our ways, we are to acknowledge God and to acknowledge that our own understanding is not what will lead us to what we really want in life. It says, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to your body and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So we're told to honor God with our substance. And this is one of the ways that we acknowledge God in all of our ways. Here it's talking about our heart and our understanding. You know, do we really understand where our blessings come from, where our very life comes from? God doesn't want us to simply conform to His will. He could make us conform to His will, but what He really wants is for us to be transformed, to be like His Son, Jesus Christ, through the renewing of our minds, so that from the heart we understand where our blessings come from and what this life is all about. So we are to trust God and to honor Him with our substance. And through the transforming of our heart, then, we will want to give an offering. We want to give back to God. So the short answer, then, of why does God demand an offering is that He wants us to understand where our blessings come from. And He wants us to acknowledge it with action through these offerings. So we will be taking up an offering today. And during the offering, we'll have offertory music. Jonathan Siegel is going to play an untitled piano composition. It's one that he wrote. And during the offering, he will be playing this piece, and so we'll take up the offering now.